He's almost like the buddy that's always talking shit and he's wrong all the time.
Road to the riches, cause it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757.
In the hydro, the vapes and blunts I smoke.
Well, for me, it goes a little deeper is because think about it, bro. We got 200 shows and you drove to California 7 hours and I drove to Arizona like
14 hours.
That's but that, well, each way. But what I'm saying is it's one thing to hop on a show for 20 minutes. Hey, bro, how are you? Hey, I'm glad to get to hang out and see you and fucking kick it. It's another thing to drive to another fucking state.
Yeah.
And to do the shows that we've done. Like, we got a friendship, a good friendship, bro, from the shit. You know, it's not even like, oh, yeah, I know fucking Matt Ellis. You know, it's different. So, like, that's what I trip on. Like, even Luis. I'm going to hang out and fucking meet Luis pretty soon because he's your buddy and because of the show. And, yeah, and just, I don't know, man.
No, that's one thing that I told Juice. I was like, I remember back in the day, fucking, I would hear Kukui call in. You know, you'd call in whenever fucking you were driving a lot and shit. And then it was like, oh, you're going to be on the show. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, I know of this dude. I've been hearing him call in. And now I go, it's cool that we've become like friends to where like dog, like, in, you know, when you welcome somebody into your home, it's a whole nother story, you know?
No, it is. No, for sure.
So
and what's dope about that is it's also a whole nother story. Like, yeah, maybe I would hear them talk about you or you'd hear them talk about me, but it's different when folks, why don't you get Daniel Javier Fritz to go with you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. To the fucking fight. You know what I'm saying? So then it hits a little different.
It does. And that's one thing that I told Juice. I told him the other day that Covino had sent me a picture.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah. Hey, record.
Okay, cool.
So, nice. I mean, might as well fucking, you know, and whatever. Yeah. We're not streaming.
Good shit.
We're not streaming, so we can fucking delete whatever we don't want, you know?
Yeah.
But
no, that's good.
But that's one thing that I think is cool as fuck is that Covino's like, hey, can you put my picture on this? And then, like, because I'm going to send it to my buddy. Not even shit that he wanted to put out, like, over the air or whatever. And I was like, that's cool, dog. Because that's when they become, like, homies, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah. So, I think that's hella cool, you know?
Yeah, and that's why I think, too, that, you know, at the end of the day, I give Rich a lot of shit. And I hope it doesn't sound the wrong way. But we got a lot of love for Rich. It's almost like, he's almost like the buddy that's always fucking talking shit and he's wrong all the time. You know what I mean? See? I think that's what it is. It's like, everyone's got one. Everyone's got a buddy in their crew that is off track more often than it appears that they're on. That usually when something they say comes out of their mouth, it's a bunch of hot air. And they're still your buddy, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't say nothing the first time. You don't say nothing the second time. You don't say nothing the third time. I'll tell you, my pops used to do that with my uncle. My uncle, hey, uncle, if you're listening, this is a true story. Love you, but I got to call it how it is. So he would start telling these stories, right? We would go fishing, and he would just start. And I'm danked out. My dad knew that. So Uncle was just making shit up. I mean, he's telling these fucking catfish stories. And I knew it. My dad knew it. My dad's looking at me. I'm looking back, but my pops is letting him ramble, right? After a couple of hours, bro, he's like, hey, bro, can you shut the fuck up with your bullshit? Like, I've been fucking letting you go for 2 hours now. Like, enough is enough. Like, he would tell him, you know what I mean? Yeah. But he would let him go for a while before. And we knew the next time we went fishing, the same thing was going to happen. And the next time, but he's family. So you accept it. And I think that's kind of how I feel about Rich. I respect Rich. He's a well-accomplished man with a beautiful family handling his business. Sometimes we just don't – most of the time we just don't see eye to eye. And that's okay, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
As long as we disagree tastefully, you know what I mean, and don't try to trash him and call him a piece of shit and stuff like that, it's okay. We can disagree.
I remember me and Luis, dog, used to love that movie, Baby Boy.
Oh, yeah, fucking me too.
Omar Gooding would be like,
oh, gee. what about the girl? Jody. Jody.
I can't, what does he do? He like slaps her or some shit. And then she's
Jody.
Like,
Jody.
So you go me.
Stop it.
In front of my son.
Dog, yeah, that's a good ass movie. I need to watch it.
He's smashing around that fucking maroon Accord.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Was it his mom that was like in the flower bed and shit always in the garden? Or am I tripping
about
that? I think
so. That? I don't know. I remember
there's
that
something
one.
About that, but. Yeah, dog, fuck. I was trying to think of some shit that I had on my notes because, dog, I printed my notes and then I left them at work. I've done that shit. There must be 100...
Play some clips. I sent some clips. Play some clips. We do got those.
Yeah, you're right. Let's do that.
Let's just run through them. If we don't like them, hit delete and let's move on to the next one. We should have some fucking ammo in there.
All right, here we go, dog.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to paint that wall. So you know what? Next time we do this shit,
these kids now create their own avenues. And just because you're done with them,
doesn't mean that they're done.
But the equivalence, Covino, would be if we were doing Growing Pains and they were like, you may be done, but we're going to do season 12 and 13 and 14 and eventually be like, well, how many people are left watching? Like Walking Dead. Walking Dead still has like three spinoffs. The viewership is a tenth of what it was, but they're still doing it. So you could argue.
They have their audience. They have their hardcore fucking nerdy audience.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is.
I mean, we have our audience. You don't think Walking Dead still has.
No, I get
you know
it.
What I mean? They're P1s.
Of course, I get it. I'm just saying.
Hey, what the fuck are P1s?
Patreon. 10 subscribers, I don't know, for the audio video.
Okay, well, when he said that, I was like, oh, shit, is that some shit
day ones?
I should know about? Yeah, why?
Have their hardcore fucking nerdy audience.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is.
I mean, we have our audience. You don't think Walking Dead still has.
No, I get
you know what
it.
I mean? They're P1s.
Of course, absolutely. I get it. I'm just saying, we now, like you said, we could see the journey.
The journey would end.
But
the journey still sort
the journey
of continues
still goes
longer
on,
now.
But it's now it's like.
So what was it from that clip? That you want to talk about because it is.
I think it was Covino saying fucking. I think that was. Can you live off your past? Well, no, I don't know. I'll be honest. I'm not gonna bullshit because I don't want to sound dumb.
Yeah, and that well that's 2 minutes and 30 seconds, so I'm not trying to play the whole shit. But here, this one.
I thought it was about the fucking Emmy. I thought it was leading into the Emmy where he thinks his team's not doing enough, and I'm with him on that one. To be honest with you, I think I don't necessarily want to say his team's not doing enough. I'll leave that comment between him and his team. Remember where he thought they could do more as a show?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to touch that. But what I will say to that is the one thing, again, and this is whatever, I had that hip hop label back in the day. We put out some music. And I remember one of the first things that I heard from a platinum artist and a graphic designer that did E40 and Master P and a lot and Mariah Carey Glitter and images, everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that with the right publicist and the right social media director, one of my former companies, they don't have the best product, but at one point they had the best social media team and they became number one. I mean, it just is what it is. And it wasn't based on the product. It was based on the hype.
Yeah, no, 100%. And Covino made a good point about that because Rich was like, well, what do numbers mean and all this bullshit? And Covino's like,
everything.
Covino goes, think about it. In a few years, you know, a couple years, a year, 6 months from now, what if they can't get a deal because they're like, you got 20,000 followers? You know, when we're going to get this right to go here, he's got 500,000. He's got a million. He's got.
He's absolutely. You're right. You're absolutely right. And Covino's right about that. Like, think about it. I see the foam. I'm in the zone. He's got fucking millions and you got 20,000. Like, it's something. Again, they're on Fox and he's not. So, I mean, you can look at it any way you want to. But I think what Covino's saying, where he's absolutely right, is that is a fucking area that we need to improve before someone fucking forces us to improve it.
Doug, what,
like,
I don't understand.
It's self-awareness. We know where we can be better, and we need to be better. I'm telling you, I'm telling our audience, like, we need to focus on this and get more out of our brand because we're kind of shortchanging ourselves.
What I don't understand is, like, I was kicking myself in the ass because I'm like, damn it, Doug, why didn't we record some, like, fucking while you were here, like video of just like us fucking like we have the picture of you by the wall and shit, right? I'm like, because I was already thinking, how could I throw that into like a video, you know, shit or whatever. So right. But I was thinking, Doug, if they're going to an event like this, why the fuck isn't Spot walking 5 feet behind them with the fucking gimbal, you know, like a little
at
tripod
all times.
Or fucking dog, and then cut that bitch into fucking a 30-second clip. Like, Doug, literally
at all times.
Think about it. If they go to the Canelo fight, right? A 30-second video of the whole weekend. Doug, you need fucking 5 seconds here, 3 seconds there. Fucking Covino turning to look at the camera. And then fucking them fucking laughing or giving a fist pump at the fucking fight.
Doug, check it out.
That wouldn't be cool as fuck. I think that'd be fucking dope.
I'm going to go back to my, again, underground hip-hop connections. And Yuck Mouth, shout out Yuck, put out a DVD called United Ghettos of America, okay? And all he did was take a little-ass camcorder everywhere he went on concert and tour and, like, kicking it. He had Ray J interviews and, like, and just taking that fucking camcorder, he sold well over 100,000 copies. I don't know. You got to ask him, but I know he got at least $7 a disc.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's fucking damn near $750,000.
Yeah.
Like, just because he had the camera on wherever he went. I think that, yes, I think Spot should do a little more of that. He should film a lot more. When you're interviewing fighters, get him to strike the pose. Get, you know, like, I don't know. I don't have the answer. I'm not a creative fucking social media expert. So I don't have the exact answer. But I do agree with Covino that more can be done.
And look, and this is the thing, dog, is that I know they like to go for like, hey, you know, they have on whoever. They like to go for the picture after the interview, right? The picture. That's honestly, dog, that's a little outdated when it comes to social media. Dog, it is. Why not have a video, right, where their guests or whatever is walking in the studio, or they're fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like just some,
I got an
just
idea.
Some fucking B-roll that they, you know, that they, a cup, maybe even, hey, fucking check us out on Fox Sports. And that's all they say in the whole video, but the rest of the video is B-roll. Why fucking not?
Or how about this, bro? How about you fucking, if you want to look for creativity on social media and advertising and shit like that, look at the top 10. Already identify who's your competitive market and the top 10 in your category, and identify what they're doing that separates them, right? Colin Cowherd just spits game. I mean, he doesn't really do too much, but he makes clips. See what these other people are doing. Analyze the success, what they're having with each thing that they're doing. I'm sure Stephen A. and Shannon Sharp do something totally different than fucking Skip and Keyshawn Johnson, right?
Yeah.
Analyze it. See where you can be better. Look at their social media campaign. Have someone monitor what they post all day, every day for a week or two, and fucking take points and tips from all those fuckers and get your own plan going.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Dog, you gotta, like, you know, I was thinking about Joe Rogan, and I was like, dog, this motherfucker has, like, the biggest podcast fucking in the world right now, especially since he went from only Spotify, now he's back on YouTube and Apple and all that shit, right?
Right.
Well, the motherfucker, obviously, he has
he's not just on Spotify no more?
No, now they opened up his contract. He signed for like another like $200 million or some shit.
Uh-huh.
And or whatever the fuck it is. And he's now they're able to put it back on YouTube, on fucking Apple, on Spotify, on everything. So now the revenue, dog, is fucking 15 times or whatever, right? Because they get to get ad revenue everywhere.
Don't be a fucking hater and turn down major platforms like Apple Music and YouTube because you're trying to be a fucking all-exclusive fucking weird shit. Fuck that.
But you know what, though, Doug? And I'm like, I know, obviously, he's the biggest shit. He's got a team or whatever. But right. Even somebody at that level, you should see fucking the social media, dog. The fucking promoting fucking the shit. Promoting the fucking clips. You know, today he has on fucking Kanye West a little video, a little clip, a fucking, a little everything. Doug, social. There's like there was a video of his face on an astronaut or some shit promoting something the other day I saw. There was Joe Rogan and Friends, some other shit, some show they were going to do. Doug, all kind, and I'm like, Doug, that's at the highest level. So yes. for somebody like Rich or somebody to be like, but what does that mean? Why do we need to do it? I'm like, come on, Doug. Like fucking people at the highest level.
Well, it's as simple
level.
As this. How about this? Hey, Rich, when you post something, do you get 1,000 likes?
Yeah. Easily, right? 100,000 likes. Fucking people are like the Rogan and shit. They're getting 50,000 likes and retweets.
So what does Colin Cowherd get? What are the people that you're trying, the people you're filling in for? Like, forget Colin Cowherd. How about Dan Patrick? You filled in for him. They obviously view you somewhat in a similar space if they're going to allow you to substitute for him when he's not there.
Yeah.
So let's find out. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's find out right now. Let's figure this out. What does Dan Patrick have as followers? Because if he doesn't have a lot of followers, maybe that's the way why he feels the way he does.
Yeah.
Dan Patrick Show. 109. But see, that's the problem. That's where Covino's right. So all I did was put in Dan Pat R, right?
Yeah.
So Patton. Dan Patrick Show only has 109,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Danica Patrick, 953,000 followers.
For
that's
real.
A problem, bro.
Yeah.
She's a female race car driver who never won.
Yeah.
And she has more followers than one of the number one shows on sports radio.
And you know what, though, dog? So don't even, I mean, obviously, you're going to want to look at your competition and, right?
What does Cowherd have?
But, dog, fucking, why not look at the biggest, Selena Gomez or whoever the fuck are the biggest people on Instagram? What the fuck are they doing? You know what I'm saying?
But that's why, though, bro. See, Cowherd only has 219,000. But really? Let's.
Well, why not be fucking as big as fucking Rogan, you know?
I know this. So, okay, those guys don't care about that. But they're old fucking white guys. Are you the old white guy? Because I'll tell you this, Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco got 1.2 million subscribers on Nightcap.
Yeah.
So what kind of money are they making there?
Yeah.
So who else is it? So what do you got? You got Colin Cowherd, Dan Patrick. Let's see what Skip got. Skip's a little more famous.
Oh, I think Skip's got like, I'll say, Doug, I'll say, 400,000.
488.
Damn, come on. I'm like the circus guy that counts, you know, how many beans are in the fucking thing.
But you know why that is?
What? Cat Williams.
Oh, he's BFFs with Lil fucking Wayne. How much would Lil Wayne got? Those are pity likes. Those are pity follows for Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, I think he got like 1.7.
Weezy?
Yeah.
Oh, player, he got 18.8 million.
Yeah, as I said, 1.78 million.
You think out of his 18, damn near 19 million followers, he can't get 400,000 pity follows for Skip?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why Skip got that.
18 See, million. Knocker. Fuck.
Hey, there's knockoff Lil Wayne accounts that got more than fucking Colin Cowherd. Fuck. So let's see what Stephen A got.
All right. 1.3.
Stephen A. Smith. 4.9. Blasphemy.
Okay. What about the fighter and the kid?
Let's find out.
They're not as big as Rogan, but I'm
302.
302. See, they have a good following.
But that's the thing, Rich. Like, bro, they've got 10 times more followers than you do.
Yeah.
That should be. And again, no biggie because, you know, obviously they've got their loyals, but you can't just like, oh, well.
Yeah.
No, that's an area where you absolutely want to improve because it carries clout and it'll help you get more money during your next negotiation. I promise you boost that fucking 20 to 200. It's going to make you look better.
And not only look better. Think about this, dog. So say they go from 20,000 to 200,000.
Well, that's rich. What does Covino have?
But now, dog, think about this. No, I'm just saying as a show.
What's the show have? Let's just look at
probably
the show.
Probably like 20 to 30,000. 27.4. Okay, damn, dog. I'm a fucking G. But see, look, dog, say that 27 turns into 270,000, right? Now, dog, now he could drink a Fresca on fucking camera and fucking make $40,000 for that one fucking video. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking Tommy got 1,366.
Dog, think about it. Other deals and shit are going to come with the more fucking influence that you have, right?
Right. Absolutely. No, absolutely. Because that's the thing. What Rich needs to understand is that people advertise through social media, and the more accounts that follow you, their advertising dollar is going to stretch a little farther. They're not going to want to spend big advertising dollars if you only got 20,000 when, like you said, the guy that's coming in the studio after you has 500.
Yeah. I hate to cut it short, dog, but I really have to go.
You call me short dog in the house?
I did. But cool. We got another 20 minutes in, so fuck it, dog. That's dope. So now we have three episodes recorded. One that I have to put out from day two that you were here, right? Yeah. The one with Juice and this one. So we have three right now that we could still put out. So after show, but later, little quick one that we're going to throw sometime later in the week.
DJ Quick.
We will see you guys in the next episode. Just because it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul. Grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens. And come and spend a day in the 757. Endo, hydro, the base and blood, I smoke.